Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? May the Lord add his blessing, his illumination, his directions, his anointing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So our text in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, it mentions a phrase, the hearing of faith. It is mentioned two times in verse number 2, and then verse number 5. So I want to discuss with you the subject of the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. The hearing of faith that Paul repeats twice in this passage refers to what he said in the very beginning. Because in the beginning, in verse number 1, he says, O foolish Galatians. Maybe I should comment about that one. Because you see, the scriptures were written to in a certain culture. The culture may permit certain languages to be used. You know, even right now, there are some things that you can say among us, but you cannot say somewhere else. Maybe in the advanced countries, yeah, in the northern hemisphere. For example, it's very abnormal for you to use the word drugs for medicine if you are outside, if you are in the advanced countries. When you want to go and buy maybe paracetamol, you have to say, I'm going to buy medicine. You can't say, I'm going to buy drugs. You know, so certain things are allowed in certain cultures, and it's the same way. You can reverse it. There are some things that you can say over here, you can say outside in another culture.
Don't be silly.
Another example is the use of the word foolish. You know, I'm sure that as I read through the scripture, some of you, when you hear, oh, foolish Galatians, something doesn't sit well with you. You feel that, no, there is something wrong. Have they brought us to church to insult us? Please, you know, in our culture, we don't like that word. And that is not the intention. But in that other culture, they don't regard it as an insult. Somewhere you mention a word, it's not an insult. But other places, when you mention it, people write you off. Alright, so back to our subject. I want to define the hearing of faith for us. Because it is important for our understanding. The hearing of faith is explained in the verse 1. So, oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. So the people of Galatia, they were Gentiles, they were non-Jews. They were not there when Jesus was being crucified. But obviously the Apostle Paul sent the gospel of the cross to them. And he portrayed the cross in a certain way to them. In other words, he unveiled clearly unto the church of Galatia the performance of Jesus Christ for us on the cross. Because of that gospel of the cross or the kingdom that Paul preached, there were many things that God did in the church of Galatia, and he was still doing. So when Paul spoke about the hearing of faith, he was talking about the performance of Jesus on the cross, what he did for us, the exchange that took place where he took our sin and gave us his righteousness and all the other wonderful 12 things that we can enjoy from Jesus' death. You know, Paul explained this thing to them. They heard it so clearly, and that was what Paul referred to as the hearing of faith. It is the hearing of Jesus' performance, his crucifixion, his blood, and what it stands for, what it has done for us believers. The opposite of the hearing of faith or the hearing of Jesus' performance on the cross is the works of the law. The works of the law is not talking about the law of Moses in itself. It is talking about practicing the law of Moses. You know, the works of the law is talking about looking at the law of Moses, the law, and trying to fashion your life by it. It is not the law, but it is the works of the law. The things that you do to fulfill the law.
na enya emra asam ne keke ne mama nyoma wo ye a wodi se emra no mu kina nyoma emra ne se ya wankasa wodi wa ho de eye ama emra no adimu.
So in one word, the works of the law, that is the opposite of the hearing of faith or the hearing of Jesus' performance on the cross. The works of the law in one word is the word morality.
Na say the sa and none woman na wo ye na wo si one kasa wo ye dia so wo nyame ni no eno ye wo morals eno ma one kasa wo mu no wo nim se wo ye aye.
Good. Morality is being spotless, living a spotless life before men, not because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, not because you believe that he is your righteousness, but because you feel that as a human being, it is not good to curse. As a human being, it is not good to insult. As a human being, it is not good to think bad about other people. You see, that is morality. It has nothing to do with Jesus' death on the cross. That is why it is the opposite of that.
Your woman is said, I have friend the positive energy. Yen say ya bra ba ya born in your maybe wa wa I was say ye na ye. Yen we are dear, yen ya ta, yan no me yan uncle. Na ye yumbi esan say ye say and yet. Nemum and yet ya ye just saw no money esan say yes to ya baby. I'm not in what I'm not saying I don't tell na my yen and t years to feel in the moon.
You know, in life, sometimes those of you who are a little advanced in age, you come across people and they are not necessarily believers. Sometimes when you see them first, you think that they are believers. Yeah. You think that they believe in Jesus. Yeah. You think that they believe the blood of Jesus and the cross. Because the way that their comportment is, the way their dressing is, the way that their lifestyle is, you look at it and you say that they are better than Christians who believe in the cross. Have you come across people like that?
Yes.
They live so well, but you may ask them maybe whether they are believers, and they will think that, no, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in him at all. I believe in myself. I believe I can live a good life by myself. I believe that I can decide not to smoke by myself. I decided smoking is not good, so I stop by myself. It's not because I believed, I prayed, or I read the Bible anyway. They don't read the Bible, but they live such a wonderful life. That kind of morality, that kind of life is an affront. It's the exact opposite of the sharing of faith. Because in that case, they trust in their own good works. It is called the works of the law. Because the law will say, thou shalt not steal, they don't steal. Thou shalt not take somebody's wife, they don't take anybody's wife. You know, that is the works of the law. Working or living out the law. Paul is saying that the opposite is the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith is the works of Jesus, not the works of the law. The works of Jesus or the performance of Jesus that he had evidently made it clear to the church of Galatia, that himself took your sicknesses, himself was made sin so that you will be made the righteousness of God, and all the wonderful things that we know about what the cross did for us. Hallelujah. They are two opposite things altogether.
Yeah, the new man here who is sitting on a above brand, I can't was it. Obu a whole lot of pen was it. Obu a whole on your tap. As I say, I'm not missing. Then your tap. Then we are there. Then show people hearts. And what you want that some woman in the now, who will be dealing now? What do you also a Christian? Now, what can it? Oh, brother, praise the Lord. I say, I'm listening there. Be that Christian.
Now let us talk about the hearing of faith. Because the hearing of faith is speaking about listening in a way to, in a certain way, listening in a certain way to the preaching of the cross.
ẹnu ti yẹ ká jí bíi asẹm ní ti ní hún asẹm a ẹyẹ ẹkwẹ́n bí a wọ́n fà so wọ́n di ti kristo asẹniya ní wọ́ ní hún asẹm.
So, in addressing the hearing of faith, we want to look at listening skills that we need to have. Can we all say hearing? Let's say it again.
Hearing.
Instead of hearing, we can put the word listening. Anytime you come across faith comes by hearing, he is saying that faith comes by listening.
So what is our sense?
You know, the unfortunate thing in life is that we are taught from the beginning how to speak or how to talk, but nobody teaches us how to listen.
Wow. Then you know, yes,
so our whole emphasis is on speaking. And there is little or no emphasis on listening skills, how to listen. But listening is one, in fact, I can say it is the greatest virtue that a disciple must have.
Now, say we not here, no. Hey, you see me dancing, kwa. We be away. Ochidini biara. What say we do?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in the parable of the sower, the emphasis is not on the preacher or the speaker. In other words, it is not what is spoken that was making the difference in the life of the four listeners or hearers. Because do you know that they heard the same word? The Bible says that the seed that was sown is the word of the kingdom. But you see, although it is the same seed, the listeners were different. So whereas it produced faith in some people, it did not produce kingdom faith in some other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important what you, how you listen. Not necessarily what you listen to. I am not saying that what you listen to is not important. But I want us to see today the importance of how we listen. Because many people blame what was said and who said it. Many people look out for who is preaching today. I tell you, if it is a very big man of God who is renowned, the whole world coming here, this place will be full of people. Oh yeah. Do you know why? Because our emphasis is on the speaking. And on the speaker. Not on the listener. And how you listen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So let us look at some few benefits of effective listening. Luke chapter 8, and then verse 17 and 18. Over there we have the story of the parable of the sower. Now, Jesus Christ from verse 11 is explaining the parable of the sower. Indeed, from the very beginning, verse 4, he gives the parable of the sower, and then from verse 11, he explains the parable of the sower, and I want us to read at verse number 17 to 18. So please understand the context in which Jesus is speaking. In verse 16 to 18, because he has just explained the parable of the sower. Let's read it from verse 16 now. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or put it under a bed. In other words, he has just spoken about the word of God. And he says that no, God doesn't like to hide things, because he realized that it's not everybody who understood the word of the kingdom, the seed that the preacher or the speaker sowed. So now he's talking about the word of God like a lamb. And he says that no one, when he has lighted a lamp, covers it with a vessel or put it under a bed, but set it on a lampstand that those who enter may see the light. Verse 17 now. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. So what is Jesus talking about? He is talking about revelation, something being revealed to you. He is talking about the light of the kingdom word coming over to you. He says that when I light a lamp, I don't hide it. I want everybody to see the word of the kingdom. I want everybody to see that Jesus Christ has done something on the cross for us. But he says that there is nothing secret which shall not be revealed. In other words, God wants revelation to come to us. Verse 18 now. Therefore, take heed how you hear. Please underline how you hear. Jesus is referring to the parable of the sower and all the things, the people, how they heard the word of God. And so he's telling them, take heed how you hear, because I want revelation to come to you. He didn't say take heed what you hear. What you hear is important, like I said. But his emphasis now is on how you hear, because there were four listeners, you remember. The person who heard by the wayside, the person who heard among thorns, the person who listened to the word of God among rocks, and then the good soil. And then he's ending, he says that, therefore, be careful how you hear, because the same word comes to people, but different benefit, different listenership, different way of listening, and so they don't get the revelation that they must get. Now, the first benefit of effective listening Is a revelation come to you? The reason why he said, check the way you listen. Check the way you listen to the word of God. As I'm speaking now, everybody is listening. But there is a way people, various ways of listening. God is telling us we should check the way we listen. The reason is that he wants to bring revelation. Let's finish verse 18. It says, therefore, take heed how you hear, because whoever has... Whoever has what? Is he talking about whoever has money? Let us always understand the word of God in context. Whoever has a revelation, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken away from him. Isn't that a little fearful? Hey! It says that the reason why you must watch your listening skills is because the way that you listen can either at the end of the day give you more revelation, or it can even destroy the little revelation you have, or even what you don't have. It will just let you go to negative. Hallelujah. So we have to watch our hearing skills. If hearing or listening can be so devastating, can crash the light out of you or give you more light, then we should be careful how we listen to the word of the kingdom, to the performance of Jesus on the cross. Because a preacher can get up and preach to you that Jesus took all our confusion and gave us his peace. That on the cross Jesus was made poor that we will be rich. And the word will mean nothing to you because of the way you are listening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to watch the way we listen, just because it is through effective listening that we get revelation. And ladies and gentlemen, revelation is everything. Because before God reveals something to you physically in your life, in other words, before something becomes a reality in your practical life, it must be a reality in your mind. Before you can handle that big thing that you are longing for and you are praying about, you must have a revelation of it through effective listening. So oftentimes God will visit your mind and give you light in your mind Because that light becomes an underpinning. It becomes an anchor for the revelation of that wonderful thing in your practical life where you are experiencing all of the influence, all of the wealth and all that. It must be something that you see in your mind. The revelation comes before the reality comes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah! So for sin in country was said. When this one you want Cassia Cassiana, a young now idea was so one. Was it become self for new woman to him? Now when you want to tell my young man at this half for dinner, so woman to him. And it is a woman yourself for dinner. And I would never bet to me a young man will sell it every day.
You see, in our culture, let me say, we like a lot of shortcuts. Oh, yeah. So much shortcuts. So some people, they believe that God is going to bless them in a very big way and their knowledge is not important. You know, and the revelation is not important. Understanding is not important. What is important is that I have the 10 cars, I have the big business that cuts across the whole of Africa and has a headquarters in New York. You know, they believe that God is going to bless their lives tremendously, improve their business tremendously, but they never get the revelation of that thing. Before it happens, ladies and gentlemen, you must see it in your heart. You must see it in your mind. You must have knowledge about it so that when the money comes, so that when the fame comes, you will have the undergirdings, the strength to be able to hold it. Otherwise, it will come and it will leave your life. Easy come, easy go. But God will build a foundation of revelation in you. That is why he said, surely the Lord will do nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophet. In other words, be assured of one thing, that if God must do something in your life, he will not do it until he reveals it. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.